Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 8 of our novena. Once again, thank you for comments and participating and praying with us. It's a blessing to journey with you this way. So today is an interesting day because we are praying for
the holy souls in purgatory. Mm-hmm. So important. They need our prayers. I wasn't ready, Kim.
That's okay.
Okay. Today, bring to me the souls who are in the prison of purgatory and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. Hmm. Wowza.
Tell me your thoughts.
My thoughts are, one is that it's important to pray for the souls in purgatory daily. Whether it's within the Divine Mercy Novena, you can pray for the souls in purgatory specifically on this day. But also, if you pray a morning offering, the souls in purgatory are mentioned in the morning offering. So you can pray for them daily that way. And I feel like we have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain to pray for the souls in purgatory. Because by praying for them, we gain friends in heaven and friends in purgatory who in turn will be praying for us too. So not that we need to have selfish motives to be praying for them, because it's like, oh, I want them to pray for me. But at the same time, like, what a gift to have them.
Yeah, even to build upon that idea of friends in heaven, because we're doing something for people, souls in purgatory, that they cannot do for themselves. So they're helpless. They need our prayers. And how often, sometimes I'm bothered by this, we go to a funeral and the way that people talk about the person who's died is they've already been canonized. And there's no, it's like a direct entry into heaven. Well, you know, we have a responsibility to pray for people's souls, especially those in our family lineage. Grandparents, great-grandparents, like, you know, sometimes they've been forgotten, and here's an opportunity where we can offer this chaplet for them today. Why do we go to purgatory? I mean, maybe that should also just be mentioned. I could do a number of different scripture passages, but Revelations 21:27 describes how nothing unclean can enter the kingdom of God. Nothing unclean can enter heaven. So sometimes when we die, we have imperfect love, imperfect charity for God. So we're attached to people, we're attached to things, we have a cell attachment to our sin that makes us, our charity, not perfect, unclean, and we're not able to enjoy full friendship with Christ in heaven. So that needs to be purified. And really, purgatory is God's merciful love acting upon the soul. Padre Pio. And so one night he was in his cell and he saw a man standing before him and he was confused. He's like, who is this guy? What is he doing here? Because the whole friary was locked. So he says, what is your name? What do you want? And this man identified himself, gave his name, and said that he had died earlier on September 18th, 1808 in the friary. He described how he died and he said that he had a lit cigarette, went to bed, the mattress caught on fire, and he suffocated and burned. And then he was still in purgatory, and that he needed prayers for entrance into heaven, and that God permitted him to come to Padre Pio. So Padre Pio said that he would say the Mass for him tomorrow. So Padre Pio says, you know, the guy leaves, he wakes up, he verifies all the details that this man shared with him, his name. In fact, the cell block he even mentioned was cell number 4, I think, and on the date and how he died. And so after verifying this story, this man was actually a soul from purgatory. He said Mass for him. And so our prayers are powerful and people are depending, souls are depending upon our prayers. So we can do something great when we pray for the souls in purgatory. So just continuing on with that theme, Saint Faustina was taken to purgatory with her angel, and this is what she saw.
I saw my guardian angel, who ordered me to follow him. In a moment, I was in a misty place full of fire, in which there was a great crowd of suffering souls. They were praying fervently, but to no avail, for themselves. Only we can come to their aid. The flames, which were burning them, did not touch me at all. My guardian angel did not leave me for an instant. I asked these souls what their greatest suffering was. They answered me in one voice that their greatest suffering was longing for God. I saw Our Lady visiting the souls in purgatory. The souls call her the Star of the Sea. She brings them refreshment. We went out of that prison of suffering. I heard an interior voice, which said, "My mercy does not want this, but justice demands it." Since that time, I am in closer communion with the suffering souls.
So my friends, let's do something great for the souls in purgatory. Let's pray for them today.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of our dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you my body and blood, the soul and divinity of my day, blood, the Son, all of Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of the soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his soulful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.